Along with our ever-expanding digital world is an alarming increase in the number of people viewing and subsequently becoming addicted to pornography. Because pornography viewing is mostly done in secret, it's not something that comes up in conversation over a date. How should one respond when finding out that the person you're in a relationship with is addicted to pornography? On the next Family Matters, we'll give guidance on how to proceed with a situation like this and what the best avenues are to get help. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question from a young lady who's become aware of her boyfriend's pornography addiction. She asks, should I continue a relationship with a man who seems to have a real problem with obscene and sexually explicit material? I've been dating him for some time now, and recently we've begun talking about engagement and marriage. On the whole, he's a fantastic person, but I'm wondering whether his porn addiction is a red flag. Do you think we should move forward in our relationship? Not unless your boyfriend is ready to get serious about dealing with this problem. Both of you need to understand that pornography is as physically addictive as any drug. The addiction is based on neurochemical changes that occur in the brain as a result of prolonged exposure to stimulating sexual imagery. Because of its neurochemical basis, it's tenacious, progressive, and destructive in nature. If you decide to marry this man, don't expect his addiction to go away on its own once you've said your wedding vows. To be more specific, don't assume that normal marital sexual relations will take the place of porn in his life. No living, breathing, thinking woman can possibly fill that role without doing untold damage to herself as a person. That's because pornography addiction is not about sex. It's a symptom of an intimacy disorder, a comprehensive psychological illness that compels an individual to avoid deep, meaningful interaction with a real human being and to replace it with impersonal sensual imagery. Unless this disorder is addressed and resolved, your relationship cannot move forward on a healthy footing. Marriage will not fix the problem. It will only complicate matters and increase your pain. What can you do about this? We recommend that the two of you get professional counseling, and we urge you to do this together. It's essential that the porn problem be dealt with before there is any further talk of marriage, and this is the perfect time to do it. At this point in your relationship, before you've made a formal commitment to each other by buying rings and reserving the church, you're in a much better position to take an in-depth, candid look at the issues with which you're struggling as a couple. If your boyfriend really cares about you and sincerely wants to spend his life with you, he has a powerful motivation to make the necessary changes at this stage of the game. Once you've tied the knot, that motivation will no longer exist in quite the same way. An intensive counseling model consisting of a limited and concentrated series of sessions focusing specifically on the addiction problem is the best way to address this issue. Focus on the Family's counseling department can provide you with referrals to programs of this nature. Our staff can also refer to trained professionals practicing in your area who specialize in the area of pornography addiction. Please call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. You may want to take a look at the resources available at the online store that are specifically aimed at the spouse or girlfriend, in your case, of the addict. In the meantime, we recommend that your boyfriend consider installing some accountability software on his computer. Software problems of this nature are not the ultimate answer to the serious and complex problems like those your boyfriend is facing, but we feel strongly that they can play an important role in helping to keep tabs on his online activities. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.